While you're stuck in traffic this morning, see how many of those Treasure the Chesapeake, Maryland license plates you can spot. The drivers of those cars paid an extra $20 for their tags, and half of that money went to grants distributed by the Chesapeake Bay Trust for bay restoration projects. One recipient of those grants has been the National Aquarium in Baltimore, which has received money over the last 10 years to run a tree planting project with Eastern Shore students. It's aimed at helping communities become more resilient to climate change. And that's just one of several tree and forest projects correspondent Pamela D'Angelo discovered while reporting her occasional series, Life at Sea Level, Living with Climate Change on the Chesapeake Bay.
Believe it or not, that's the sound of progress in resurrecting historical swamps on Maryland's eastern shore. It begins by removing trees that grew or were planted after swamps were drained hundreds of years ago for agriculture. They're being replaced with Atlantic white cedar that once thrived in the swamps. Draining the swamps led to flooding and fires, but replacing the original trees will help restore the swamp. Deborah Landau is a conservation ecologist at the Nature Conservancy.
So when we get these catastrophic rain events, the water will be captured by the swamp instead of just running off the top of the land.
This project at the Conservancy's Nassawongo Creek Preserve, just south of Snow Hill, was the result of an accidental meeting 10 years ago this week with officials at the National Aquarium in Baltimore.
Just the year where we had prepped this site and it was ready to go, the National Aquarium planting sites had fallen through, and they had all these kids with thousands of little Atlantic white cedars without a place to plant it.
The aquarium teaches students from counties near the preserve to grow, then plant the saplings. The trees keep water in the Nassawongo and out of nearby neighborhoods. Ann Landau says there hasn't been a major fire since the program began. On a rainy day at the southern end of Virginia Beach, city officials from the Princess Anne District met with the Nature Conservancy about forests to stem flooding. Their biggest concern, southerly storms that not only create stormwater, but also a domino effect that pushes water from sounds to bays to tributaries and into low-lying neighborhoods. Barbara Henley is a farmer and city councilwoman whose family goes back generations in the area. She says flooding in her lifetime has been getting worse with climate change.
We're a part of the Albemarle watershed, so we have wind tides instead of the lunar tides that the Chesapeake Bay watershed area has. And when we get a prolonged southern wind, we get all this water pushed up here, and it can't get out until the winds shift to the north.
The city wants to consider solutions beyond stricter development regulation and expensive infrastructure flood controls like levees and tide gates.
And one aspect that we discovered is that we've got a lot of really neat forest land, and I learned how to say evapotranspiration because they taught me this process that the trees take up a lot more water than they need, and it goes into the air and it can be a component in our flooding strategies.
Daniel McLaughlin is a scientist with Virginia Tech who's locating forests and lands that work the hardest to reduce the risk and severity of flooding. He wants to devise a tool city officials can use to identify the best areas for reforestation and conserve forests that already sop up water.
We're also getting evapotranspiration for unforested land uses, so we can also compare the difference what an urban system's doing, which is not much in terms of evapotranspiration.
That's why urban areas like Baltimore that are covered by roads, buildings, and parking lots are referred to as heat islands. Think of a hot summer day walking across an asphalt parking lot to get into a building. Those areas can't release all that heat by evaporating water, like a green space with trees and bushes can.
You cover the landscape, it's just like you put a jacket on and go take a run. You can't perspire, you can't cool yourself off.
Virginia Beach officials have had clashes with residents over more controversial solutions, such as pumping water away from neighborhoods back into tributaries. Again, Barbara Henley.
There's no silver bullet, and this idea of using trees or looking at trees is just one aspect of it.
Trees already are a part of Baltimore's climate change resilience plan. The city is one of the few nationally to increase its canopy. Last year, through Tree Baltimore, the city spent $800,000 planting about 2,000 adult trees and gave another $300,000 worth of trees to residents and nonprofits to counteract heat islands and to help absorb stormwater. I'm Pamela D'Angelo for 88.1 WYPR.